From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States is dismissing China's proposal to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula after the latest missile launches by Pyongyang. Foreign Minister Wang Yi had called for a halt to North Korea's missile and nuclear programs with a simultaneous suspension of joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises viewed in the North as a prelude to war. The U.S.-UN ambassador Nikki Haley told the U.N. Security Council such a plan might be considered for any leader other than Kim Jong-un.
We have not seen any goodwill at all coming from North Korea. I appreciate all of my counterparts wanting to talk about talks and negotiations. We are not dealing with a rational person. If this was any other country, we would be talking about that and it wouldn't be an issue.
She described an unbelievable, irresponsible arrogance coming out of the North Korean leader and said all options in dealing with Pyongyang's nuclear and missile threat remain on the table. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said the U.S. stands ready to engage in conditional talks.
We remain open to dialogue with North Korea with the aim of returning to credible and authentic negotiations on the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. But, and I'll be very clear about this, the onus is on North Korea to take meaningful actions toward denuclearization and refrain from provocations.
But he said new ways must be found to convince Pyongyang to end both its sanctioned nuclear and missile activities. At least four people have been killed in northeast Madagascar, with hundreds made homeless by Tropical Storm Inao. By late Wednesday, it had been downgraded to a tropical storm. Thousands of Kenyan doctors on strike for months, refusing to return to work in a dispute over wages and working conditions. This is VOA News. The UN envoy to Syria told the Security Council Wednesday that talks on the country's political future will resume March 23rd in Geneva. Stéphane de Mistura said the just-concluded fourth round showed how serious the intent is by both the government and opposition to engage in dialogue.
We did not expect miracles, and frankly, we didn't have miracles. But we achieved much more than many people had imagined we could have.
U.S.-UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said Syria must no longer be a safe haven for terrorists and that it's important to get Iran and its proxies out. That's expected to be a topic of discussion in Moscow when Israel's prime minister meets Thursday with Russian President Vladimir Putin. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson Wednesday, after meeting Israeli and Palestinian officials, said Britain remains committed to seeing a two-state solution to the Mideast conflict.
And all our government are, as you know, firm, strong supporters, rock-like supporters of Israel. And what we want is to see an Israel that is at peace with its neighbors. And I should remind you that the policy of our government is for a two-state solution.
But Johnson acknowledged obstacles, including what he called the accelerated pace of Jewish settlement activity and demolitions in the occupied West Bank. He said such barriers must be removed. The vice chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Paul Selva, told U.S. lawmakers Wednesday that Russia has deployed a cruise missile in violation of a 30-year-old arms agreement.
We believe that the Russians have deployed a land-based cruise missile that violates the spirit and intent of the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty. We have conferred with the Russians in the bilateral consultation committee that exists underneath the New START treaty in order to confront them on that deployment, and we will continue to do so.
The U.S. said the SSC-8 had been tested in 2014, violating the treaty that bans U.S. and Russian intermediate-range missiles on land. Moscow denies any arms treaty violation. A fire that torched a home for abused teens and children in Guatemala Wednesday killed at least 21 girls. Dozens have been treated for burns. The blaze apparently started when some residents set fire to mattresses after being isolated following an escape attempt. The mayor of Senegal's capital, Dakar, has been arrested on suspicion of embezzlement. Khalifa Sall, who denies any wrongdoing, is suspected of embezzling nearly $3 million in public funds. His lawyer said the detention is an effort to prevent him from running in July's election. Former Utah governor and presidential aspirant John Huntsman has been tapped by President Donald Trump as the next U.S. ambassador to Moscow. Huntsman served as top diplomat to China and Singapore under previous administrations. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from